We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 9:53. We're talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. City Commission again has their meeting tonight, 7 o'clock. You can view those a number of different ways. Cox Cable Channel 3, cityofmhk.com/TV, and on the city's Facebook page. Before we move on, we do have a caller who has a question or a concern. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes. Hi. I am interested in some clarification regarding like hosting these ball tournaments in terms of the size of the group and so forth, and if there is something that can be done to encourage them to follow the guidelines, considering here we as a city are not allowing our own kids to participate in activities, the Parks and Rec, and yet here we are hosting these events, huge group of people, and they're not following the guidelines.
All right.
So I'll try to clarify some of that. So this is a outside group that has rented the facility, and we have put provisions for them to require as far as cleaning. It's up to them to enforce their social distancing rules and parameters. Most of the folks that are there are family units of folks that are observing the youth that are playing. Again, that's something we'll certainly have to take into consideration about whether or not we're going to continue to rent the facility potentially, if they're not going to follow those guidelines. But it does put the onus on the folks that are renting the facility for that purpose. So that's kind of the differentiation for that.
Right. And so and in terms of any kind of legal ramifications, what if somebody comes and then they end up finding out they caught COVID from being at that event? The city is not responsible for any of that, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you. It just makes me sad, like our own local kids' activities were shut down, the pools shut down, et cetera. And then here, I realize there's two sides to it. You want to try to get some revenue coming in, and yet it just makes you feel sad.
Sure, I understand that, certainly, and we are hoping that we can have some different camps and other events for our local kids that existing staff can be able to put on, and some pickup type events later in the summer, next month, and they're working on some of those programming efforts to be able to do some of that. Those type of activities.
Right.
We're happy to get
I just want to try and mention this.
Go ahead, Mayor Reddy.
Sure. Yeah, I was just going to say, no, I completely agree with the caller. I think the caller is spot on. And the reason I think this is when you have a tournament, it's not just your Manhattan kids. They're coming from all over the place. And so I do think we need to look at this a little bit closer. I think there is reason to be concerned. They can come from anywhere, not only from our region, Flint Hills region, but the state of Kansas and even outside of Kansas. And if we don't take a few more precautions, we are the ones that are going to be impacted. They can clean as much as they want, but this is still our community, and we want to be careful about what we're doing, because we did take a lot of the recreation away from our own family because of COVID-19. And
right.
I think, we need to look at this a little bit closer, talk to our hotels and see how many people stayed in all of our hotels, where were they around our region, and just be cautious. I think we can still do all of this, but we need to do it right. And I think there's more discussions to be had.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Great call there. And We're actually out of time here today, but we encourage folks to participate. Again, there's a number of ways you can participate in the meeting. There are a couple of proclamations I'll just highlight real quick. The mayor tonight will proclaim June 22nd through the 28th as Pollinator Week, and the month of June as LGBTQ plus Pride Month as well. Guys, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks for the opportunity, Brandon.
Again, Mayor Reddy and City Manager Fear joining us here on In Focus this morning. That's going to wrap up our show for today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We've got a very special In Focus coming up. Juneteenth is going to be discussed for the entire hour. We got several guests coming on the program tomorrow to talk about activities happening Friday. Of course, not in its typical fashion, but there are a couple of things we're going to highlight and the importance of Juneteenth and the African-American community here locally. Don't want to miss that tomorrow at 9:06.
Thank you, Brandon. Moving up on 10 a.m., the Clark Howard Show is coming up next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and The Game. A reminder, we have Royals Playback, the debut of the term two-hit wit. Is it 7 o'clock tonight on KMAN?